One of the questions that did come up during the exercise is, how do you synthesize the three different questions that make up the center of the flower diagram? So when we're clarifying the why, the vision and purpose, you know, what is the purpose? What kinds of things do you see happening there? What are the functions or activities? And I'll tell you how I did it, because my partner Trisha and I did this together. We did a silent sort of self-reflection writing exercise where we just wrote down the elements of our vision just as bullet points. And we took 5 minutes to do it. We'd already been talking about this for a long time, and so we just gave ourselves this strong kind of time limit. And then we took the list that we had both created, and Trisha actually synthesized those. There were some elements that could be combined and things like that. And if you notice, if you look at our flower diagram, we did not prioritize the center, the elements of the center. We created more of a radial pattern, like spokes coming out of a wheel, for example. So those are all different elements, and we didn't bother trying to synthesize, well, is it part of the answer to the question why, or is it, you know, the types of activities we see happening there. We just allowed all those things to kind of inhabit that space together. So here's a hand up. Hi, Lana.
Hi. I just wanted to say, for those working on other dreams, I thought this might happen, and I thought about it. This was kind of in my mind off and on, for several days after the last workshop. But when I wrote it down in this 20 minutes, I got clarity in the center of the flower, which, are, after all, is where things germinate. And I realized that what I really wanted had two or three parts, and the petals were probably too advanced. I guess what I'm saying is I'll have to do it over again and just keep to what I discovered by redoing the center of it, which is okay. I kind of expected that that would start, but I know enough not to judge when ideas are flowing. So I'm just, that was all, just that I know I'll have to redo it, and I might be calling you.
Well, and that's it, is sometimes inspiration flows, and it almost feels like we're getting a download from somewhere, right? And that we just have to jot it down. You know, the cool thing is that you have the workbook and you have these recordings, and you can use this process again and again for all kinds of things.
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping, is like this becomes a regular tool at everyday living, kind of.
Well, for example, I'm building a team in my business, and one of the positions that I want to fill is somebody who functions almost like an executive assistant, and really helps me hold the big picture, but helps me handle a lot of the things that need to be executed, so that I can focus on the things that I'm really good at and that I excel at. And so I've thought about doing a flower diagram for this specific position. Brainstorming, you know, everything about this person. And it might be somebody I already know, and it may not be. But so yeah, we can apply it to all kinds of things.
Goody.
Thank you, Lana.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.
Did anybody get stuck? Or did anybody find themselves working on something different, like Lana? Which is fine. Hannah.
I found myself working on another petal of processes and the way we would go about our relationships with our neighbors and within our community. We were hedging at with all of the other elements that we did, but hadn't outlined yet. We feel pretty good about everything that we've got going on in our petals, so it didn't really feel like the right time to be prioritizing them because we feel like they already are pretty good to go. But
Great.
I felt
Good.
like adding the processes petal helped bring all of the elements together.
Interesting, interesting. So what are you naming that petal?
Processes.
Processes, but it's really about community building, is that right? Community building and neighbor relations processes.
Yeah, and then our own processes. For example,
Okay.
we own our own responsibility, or We help out around the community. We put the heart of the greater community above our insular community's desires when it comes to non-immediate needs. Thus, we create a strong bioregional network of support.
As much as possible,
the design and building processes will be educational opportunities for the community. We give ourselves enough time for inclusion. Things like that. They kind of bring a lot of things together.
Interesting, because, you know, those almost sound like elements of the center.
Right.
They're like principles that you're living by.
Right, right. Yeah. There's some overlap for sure.
Yeah, beautiful. Thank you for sharing that. It's inspiring.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah. Okay, so this is the step 5, fleshing out the petals, prioritizing within each petal. This is the part that people tend to find more tedious, and my experience is that when I look at it from the outside before I'm doing it, I would tend to resist it because it's so detail-oriented. But then once I get into it, it just starts flowing, and it actually becomes fun to think about, you know, all these different elements and comparing this versus that and adding up all the dots and just seeing where things land has actually been an enjoyable process for me.